This is Sing Low, Sing Sweet, a Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Plingo Cat and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Poe Dameron Finn, with additional tags for kink meme, first time, blowjobs, biting, bottom Poe. Author's notes. Written for this prompt over at the TFA kink meme. Poe is a screamer. Could not turn down writing vocal Poe. Sorry, Poe pants, shivering as Finn's hands still on his skin, palms warm and callous rough. Sorry, I get kind of loud when you have sex? Finn grins at him, lower lip between his teeth. It makes Poe want to whine. I like it. This is supposed to be for you, though, Poe says. When Finn told him that he'd never copulated before, Poe's first reaction was to suggest using a word other than copulate. The second was to reassure him that Poe didn't expect anything, that they could take things as slow as Finn wanted. I'm fine, Finn says. He licks his lips and settles himself more firmly over Poe's thighs. The warm weight of his body makes Poe huff out a short moan. If... Poe trails off, distracted by the way Finn is idly tracing a finger around his nipple. If you say so, just let me know if anything doesn't feel good, all right? All right, Finn agrees, and seals the promise with a kiss. Poe leans up into it, open and eager. Finn picked up kissing quickly, like he did everything else, and now he sucks at Poe's lip, biting gently before soothing the sting with his tongue. Poe grips the thin sheets and old mattress of his bunk, hard enough that his joints ache. A soft, whimpering moan escapes his throat anyway. He arches, just a little, to feel Finn's weight pin him down. Finn rolls his hips against Poe's. They're misaligned, Finn about eye level with Poe's collarbone if he doesn't stretch. So Poe barely feels Finn's cock against his groin, the ghost of fabric moving between his legs. Oh, stars, Poe hears himself say, hoarse and slow, halfway to begging already. Yeah? Finn's eyes are heavy, his lips quirked, breath gusting hot over Poe's chin. This is a lot easier than I thought it would be. Hey, who are you calling easy? Poe tries to sound annoyed, but he suspects the question just comes across as lust stupid. But really, that's... Finn must get tired of watching Poe's mouth move or something, because he bends down to bite at Poe's neck instead. Poe tilts his chin up, pushing the thin skin covering his pulse into Finn's mouth, stubble grating against stubble. Good, Poe says faintly. So fucking good, Finn. Oh, I really, really like, yeah, I... Finn hums as he sucks a bruise onto Poe's skin. Poe can feel it, hot and sensitive, throbbing. He wants Finn to press his thumb against it, wants Finn to mark him like that all over, for the entire base to see. He opens his mouth to say so, and all that comes out is a helpless, pitch scaling higher with each exhale. Fuck, he's so hard. They've been in bed for about 10 minutes, and he's aching, leaking, making the thin fabric of his underwear cling tacky wet to the head of his cock. Finn gives one last sharp suck to the patch of skin under Poe's ear before moving away. Hey, can I... It takes a moment for Poe to realize Finn is asking for permission to move lower. Finn's hands smooth over the cut of his hips, fingertips curled just enough over Poe's waistband that his nails sent shivers over Poe's skin. Yeah, Poe breathes, too fast not to be desperate. He feels dizzy watching the open delight on Finn's face, the slight nod of concentration between his eyebrows. Yes, please. He lifts his hips as Finn pulls his pants down. As they drag past his thighs, his cock springs free to slap wetly against his lower belly. He cries out at the feel of it, cool relief and a sharp shock of sensation in quick succession. Wow, Finn says, eyes fixed at Poe's waist. He seems to have forgotten about Poe's pants, tangled around the pilot's knees. Instead, one of his hands drifts over to brush over his own erection. His dark skin creates a striking frame against the ridge in his off-beige pants. I can, Poe says, then sucks his bottom lip between his teeth as Finn squeezes himself. I could suck you. He considers saying more. Considers begging. But Finn husks out something between a moan and a laugh and digs his fingers into Poe's flanks. Maybe next time, he says, as Poe arches into the grip. He thinks about the bruises, about sitting down and feeling the ache of Finn's hands on him. And this time, he does whine. Okay, Finn says under his breath. You got this, Finn. Poe keeps his lips pressed together. He's concentrating so hard on not being pushy that he misses Finn's determined nod and is helplessly surprised when Finn bends down to press an open-mouthed kiss above the curve of his ribs. Fuck! Poe swears as he throws his head back, pushing his chest into Finn's mouth. Finn, you can... I know, Finn mumbles, nosing at Poe's nipple. Then he opens his mouth and bites. Poe's hands fly to Finn's shoulders and grip hard, pulling him closer. He only realizes he's moaning when he runs out of air and the room quiets. Wow, Finn says again, eyes dark and wide, a flush high on his cheeks. You really like that. Poe has to clear his throat a little. His voice comes out so hoarse. I told you I would. Well, yes. Finn flashes a quirked little grin, delighted and smug. Can I do it again? Whatever you want, Poe promises. Everything you want. Finn's tongue darts out to wet his lips, and he bends down again. Poe chokes on his next breath as Finn wraps curious fingers around his cock, a loose grip without movement, just getting used to the weight of it in his hand. And his teeth scrape against the sensitive peak of a nipple until Poe is writhing under Finn's pinning weight. His legs try to spread wider and are arrested by the tangle of pants around his knees. As Finn wriggles lower, they slide further down his legs.
Stars and space,
Poe mutters, and raises his head in a Herculean effort to watch Finn's head make its way along his torso. Black hair shorn short, the tops of his ears, the bridge of his nose. He lifts a hand to touch. Finn releases his cock, and Poe whines in protest, but goes easily as his wrist is captured and his hand is brought up to Finn's lips.
No touching, Finn says, after dropping a kiss on the knuckles. Okay, too distracting.
Okay, Poe agrees. He'd agree to anything Finn suggested in that moment. He feels oddly removed from his body, despite his racing pulse and tight groin. His breath comes fast and shallow. When Finn smiles and lets him go, he tucks both hands under his pillow, one gripping the other.
Great, Finn says, smiling.
and then ducks his head and fits his mouth over Poe's cock. Poe shouts, full-bodied and loud, before he wrestles a hand free and shoves the heel of his palm into his mouth. His fingers press against the bridge of his nose as he pushes up hard against his teeth, inhaling close, hot air, exhaling groans. Finn sucks, briefly, lightly, at the head of his cock before letting his mouth loosen, just brushing his lips across the tip. Poe imagines the wet shine on them, spit and pre-cum, and heaves out something close to a sob. Finn breathes out sharply, a puff of air that makes Poe's leg twitch before... Whatever Poe tries to say comes out as nothing more than a garbled, pleading moan. Finn acknowledges this by licking over Poe's cock, right at the slit, kittenish laps that are at once too rough and not enough. Poe digs his heels into the bed, but he has no leverage, not with Finn lying across his legs, and it just makes him hotter, more desperate, louder. The hand Finn isn't using to hold the base of his cock cups Poe's balls, rolling them gently in his palm. Poe starts to feel lightheaded. He thinks if Finn would just move the hand on his cock, squeeze or rub or maybe suck him down. But he isn't. He's just exploring. He doesn't mean to be a tease, Poe knows, but a hot prickling is building up behind his eyes. He's so fucking close, so desperate, just for some groping and licking. He's all but silent when he comes, a thin, wavering keen making its way out of his throat. Eventually, he lies sweaty and limp on the mussed sheets of his bed. Each aftershock jolts a little shudder and soft noise out of him. Finn eels his way up the bunk to lie face to face with Poe. Poe finds the strength to open his eyes. Hey, Finn whispers. He looks sated and satisfied, and also like he swiped his face with a cloth. There's a faint pearly streak behind his cheekbone. Sorry, Poe croaks out, after the vicious current of pleasure shakes through his body. Fuck, he should have kept his eyes open. Should have watched so that he would know how Finn looked with Poe's spend on his skin. Finn blinks, confused. Sorry, what for? Never mind. Poe decides to let it go. If Finn enjoyed himself, why not? He'll make it better for him next time. Which reminds him that he hasn't yet touched Finn, not in any meaningful way, and he dredges up a slightly more dazed version of his usual rakish grin. Want me to lend you a hand? Finn blushes. You don't need to. It takes a moment, but Poe makes a winded, hurt noise as he realizes that Finn got off just from Poe losing it. Stars, but that's hot. And fluttering as hell, too. Next time, Poe says, and it comes out a rasping purr. Finn licks his lips. Next time, he agrees. The end.